This is an MUT Radio podcast.
So today's A-lister is the one, the only, Nraleni Mkhonazi. I don't know if I should say Nraleni, because it's Sisutu, right?
Yeah, I'm Sutu, but it's Zulu. You can say Nraleni.
Okay, say Nraleni.
Yes.
Oh, okay, so welcome to the Campus Club. Boop, 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 boop.
Thank you, Mrs. G.
Oh, thank you so much. I love that you got it right. Some people will be like, because if they know me, some people, they follow me, they'll be like, Afiga. And I'm like, it's Princess G, okay? I'm kidding. No, I'm kidding. So welcome to MUT Radio. And we know, Guti, you as our first A-lister for the show today, you are not only a vision of grace, a vision of elegance, but you're also a beacon of aspiration for many young souls out there. I mean, I was reading your bio and the things I saw, they really made me feel like you are such a resilient person.
Thank you so much for your kind words. Yes, I do consider myself a resilient person, indeed.
That's great. So I want us to go on a journey, Nem, because for someone who's listening, they obviously don't know, perhaps, ubani uNdlaleni. So I want you to take us to your childhood, to the little uNdlaleni. Who was she? How was she like? And perhaps did she always have this spirit of resilience? Or was it something that she actually learned along the way?
Oh my God, you're taking me way back.
Just briefly, how was it like growing up?
No, it's not a problem. Yeah, growing up was a bit different from now because I wasn't really a born-again Christian back then. I was still young. I wasn't really up and running when it comes to my Christianity.
Yeah.
I believe my Christianity is the one that brought me the resilience that I have right now.
Yeah.
So growing up, I was a very shy girl, but at the same time, extroverted when I was at home. But at school, I was very shy.
Yeah.
And as I grew up, I just stepped out of my comfort zone and became who I am today.
Who you are today.
Yes.
Yeah, man, you know what they say about shy people? I know this because the people that are here in studio will obviously argue that, I know, but people don't know that I'm actually a shy person. It's just that I can, gishilo, but I conceal it very well. But okay. I can relate because now I'm growing up, I was very shy. But one thing about shy people, once they come out of their shell, they are the best people to be around.
That's sweet. But I still have a long way to go out of my shell, but yeah, I'm getting there.
You definitely getting there.
I agree with your colleagues. I don't think you're shy.
So I would like to know, Nraleni, you did mention that you were very shy,
yeah.
But you were only extroverted at home. Would you then say that, because you know how some people will write poetry or some people will write music and they'll say because they're shy or they're introverted, they express themselves through that particular art. So would you say modeling was the way in which you would represent who you are as a person?
Definitely, I'll say that because it really pushed me to step out of my comfort zone, especially public wise.
Yeah.
Because you see, right now, applying for pageants like Miss South Africa and Miss World South Africa is in a public platform.
True.
It was daunting at first, but I really did it and I'm going to keep on doing it.
You're going to keep on doing it. I love that.
Thank you.
Now, we were talking off air because I did read up on you and you actually entered Miss South Africa SA, right? In the beginning of the year.
Miss South Africa, yes.
Yes. So you received a lot of backlash, like your video entry.
Yes, it did on Twitter.
Yo.
It was especially directed to my accent, my English accent. And also there's a line that I said, I didn't pay much attention to it. I didn't think it would make such a big deal. I said I was passionate about alcohol and substance abuse instead of, say, eradicating alcohol and substance abuse.
Oh.
So people really took that for a ride and it was painful. I won't lie, but I reminded myself that even Zozi Bini Tunzi and Shudufatso, they went through the backlash, but yeah, they made it on top.
Wow. Yo, I have to say that you're very brave. Because if it was me, I would have crawled into some hole and never come out. I probably wouldn't have been on social media for months. And I probably would have dropped that whole pageantry thing as a whole. So I think you're very, very brave. The way that you handled it so well and you were able to overlook it.
Thank you.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So would you then say that that's why you just decided that, okay, did you manage to be accepted for Miss SA?
No, I didn't. But all the three times I applied, no, I didn't make it to the top 30 because they start with top
30. Top 30, yes. Yeah. Okay, well, you're going to make it next year. So I want to know, what inspired you to enter the world of pageantry and particularly Miss World SA now? 2023, because I know you made it to the top 54, right?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so tell us a bit about that.
So during my years in varsity, I became introduced to diversity. That's yeah, where my passion for social change really started. And I was still shy to enter the pageant world, but 2020 was the realization that if I don't step out of my comfort zone, I won't be able to put my passion into action.
True.
Therefore, I started my journey of entering the pageant world. And so far, it's been growing me and making me realize that the little that I do is really bringing social change where it's needed.
Wow, that's beautiful. Now, I want to ask Ndlaleni, because I know that pageantry is very competitive. Or at least that's what we assume.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, that's what we assume, that it's very competitive because it's about glam. It's also about many other challenges that come with being in that industry. It's about beauty and it's about posture and it's about confidence. So you already have dealt with the pressures of being out there. I mean, with what you just shared with us now. But how do you actually deal with that competition now? You know, how do you stay believing in yourself and not being intimidated by all these other females that are very powerful and gorgeous and beautiful?
I get that. What I do is, first, I really plant myself deep in my faith. I pray about things. And before I step into any space, I always pray that I should show up as myself.
Yeah.
Even though sometimes you have doubts, we all have doubts about ourselves.
True.
But I always pray that I show up fully as myself. And this is a scripture that really
touches your heart.
It really keeps me grounded.
Mm.
That it reminds, Matthew 5:13-16, it reminds me that in each and every space, I am the light. No matter who is in there, I am the light, and it keeps me grounded and it keeps me firm in what I'm doing.
Wow. Yeah. I know that scripture speaks about how you are the representative of light, you know, as God's child. So I love that. I love people that just, you know, they take their entire identity and they root it in who they are in God. Because sometimes in life, you know, you get rejected by society, you get rejected by people. Sometimes even the people close to you don't support you. They don't see your passion. They don't see your vision. So the one person who doesn't change, unlike everybody else, who will stay believing in you, who will stay loving you no matter what you do, is God.
Definitely.
Yeah, well, so that is very, very powerful. So what message do you hope? Because I'd like to believe, ne? I would really like to believe, because I know some people criticize Les Indozo, Miss SA, and all these other pageants, because they feel like, what do they actually do? What are they promoting? So I would really like to believe, Ndlaleni, right, that it's really about promoting social cohesion. It's really about promoting social development. Mm. So wena, as someone who stands for that, what message do you hope to send to young girls and boys who probably look up to you in your community?
I would hope that they see that whatever you put your mind to, you are able to achieve, as long as you put action towards it. and your the actions that you put towards your purpose, may they not be about only your growth, but the growth of others around you. And I hope that my journey inspires that in each and every young girl and boy who has access to me.
You had mentioned, since we're speaking about all these inspirational things, you had mentioned that coming to the actual interview, you would love to share what you actually learned from... we're going to say it's rejection, although rejection is redirection, but from the rejections of not being accepted in these pageants or not making it to the final stages, you had mentioned you wanted to share what you've learned from that.
Yes, I really do want to share that. So what I've learned from, I'll put it as failing publicly, but if, to me, it's not failure.
Yeah.
I would want...
But society will see it that
we
way.
We see it as failure publicly.
Yeah.
So I would want to share that I learned that putting yourself out there is very scary and it's a gamble in a way.
It's a gamble in a way.
Yes, it's a gamble in a way. But no matter what you do it with a pure heart and a sincere heart.
Yeah.
And because you did it with a pure heart and a sincere heart, you won't feel any regret, even though you didn't make it. And a dream delayed is not a dream denied.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Underlining that part louder for the people at the back. Most definitely. And also, I just want to also add that failing is not trying. Failing isn't doing something and then not being successful in it. Failing is just giving up or not trying to do something in general. So no matter how society sees it, the mere fact that when you can keep on going and keep on going and keep on going, that means that you are chasing for this thing that you want. And you will succeed. You have to.
Thank you so much. Yes.
So, Ndlaleni, are there any projects, are there any particular things that you're going to be busy with in the coming future that you'd like to share with us?
For now, I would really like to be involved in various social projects because I even started contributing to the painting on Purpose Foundation that we did have an event yesterday.
Yeah.
And I was involved. We went to paint a crèche in Mount Moriah and it was a very wonderful experience. And I also look forward to registering my community-based organization called Simply Developing, which will be focusing on substance abuse and alcohol abuse. And I would like to bring about change. I'm still doing my research, but I know that I'm going to get there.
You definitely will get there. So as we say goodbye, how do you say, this is going to be hard though. How do you say you are a phenomenal woman in Sesotho?
Yo.
It's hard,
You're really testing my vocabulary because it's not that broad when it comes to Sesotho, but
okay.
Eric is dry.
Anyway.
Kemusadi.
Kemusadi.
Who? Kai Veja. Kemusadi. I'm among Audim. I'm not sure, but Kikarajual.
Okay, so you're saying you're a woman of God?
No.
You're saying you're a phenomenal woman?
Yes.
I heard something about Mudimo.
Udim, Maemong Audimu.
You, hi. Okay, I've got a pants. You're going to have to say it with me because.
Okay.
Kimusadi.
Kimusadi, yeah.
Kimusadi.
I'm a emong. Ahudimu.
Ahudimu. Ahudimu.
Okay. But you did your best.
I get it. Some producer of air. I'm making a fool out of myself.
No, you did your best. You did try. Oh,
thank you so much for being kind, Ndlaleni. It was terrible, but thank you for being kind. Thank you so much, man, for taking your time to chat with us and to inspire our community. Man, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the platform. Thank you.
Most definitely. So, njengamanje, it is exactly 1:30.
This is the MUT Radio podcast.